This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. It's that time of year when family dynamics can become especially tense. For some families, it's easier not to spend the holidays together. That's the case for Deb Hayes and her foster son, Roy Miller, of Kansas City, Missouri. Deb took him in 17 years ago. Now, Roy is living on the streets. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein brings us their story.
The last night Roy lived at home was the night he cut his wrist.
We have been down this road before. Roy has done this one or two other times where he's cut his wrist, and it's just been enough to draw blood without hitting any vein.
Right away, Deb could see the wound wasn't serious.
It's okay. Everything's fine. You haven't cut yourself that bad.
Crisis averted. She coaxed him downstairs and fed him a bowl of taco soup. They both went to bed early. Deb woke Roy up the next morning around 9.
And I said, Roy, come on, we're going to go to the emergency room. And he doesn't say anything. He gets up. He doesn't ask me why. He doesn't protest. He doesn't do anything.
Doctors decided to hold Roy for a 72-hour psychological evaluation. The whole episode pushed Deb to make a major decision.
I was not going to let him come back here to the house. The problems are way too complicated for me with my limited experience by myself working full time. You know, it's one of those things where I had to bow back.
She knew if she didn't let him back where there wasn't any space in the psychiatric ward, he wouldn't have many choices.
The only other option is a homeless shelter. And I said, if that's what it is, that's what it is.
A few days later, Roy was in a homeless shelter in downtown Kansas City. Roy's 30 years old, and it's been a tough 30 years. He became a foster child at age 3. By 13, Roy had already lived in 7 foster homes and 3 group homes. Then he came to live with Deb and her husband Rich, who recently died.
He didn't ask to come into this world with his mother sniffing glue and stuff while she was pregnant with him, and then being shuffled around to all these foster homes.
Those years took their toll on Roy. Today, Roy lies. Roy steals. Roy deceives.
There's times where you doubt Roy can even have a conscience or Roy even has any feelings of love.
Sometimes I'm greedy. I don't mean to be, but I'm a greedy kind of person.
What are you greedy about, Roy?
I'm greedy about love. Love and trust and money. I'm just greedy.
That's Roy on a collect call from jail. At the time we spoke, he was in for some minor offenses.
Emotionally, he's probably 12 years old, and intellectually, he reads on the level of a third or fourth grader.
17 years of raising Roy has taught Deb a bitter lesson.
Love can't solve all things. I mean, you can't just put love there and say that if I show enough love and trust and support, that'll be a safe enough environment for someone who has not had a safe environment.
No matter how much she's tried, Deb hasn't been able to keep Roy out of trouble. This past fall, she finally seemed to accept that fact. It all goes back to the weekend Roy cut himself. He'd gone out Friday night, gotten beat up and robbed, and somehow he'd also left his car in a rough neighborhood.
I don't understand what's going on, and I don't want to know what's going on, and I don't care, and I'm not going to help him. And, I just say, Roy, yeah, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do.
That hurt.
I'm thinking that she didn't want me around, and nobody wanted me around anymore. Just feeling sorry for myself.
And then later that night, he attempted suicide. In a way, Deb kicking Roy out has helped the relationship. Roy can't take her for granted anymore. After a couple of weeks at the shelter, Roy reestablished contact.
He asked me, is there any way I could get him some long underwear?
Debbie, come down. She went out and bought me a new Carhartt coat and some gloves and a hat. And that made me feel real happy that she cared enough that I wouldn't freeze out there on the street.
Afterward, the two got a fried chicken lunch.
You know, they're not that often, but there's those moments where you absolutely know the souls are connecting, and you just take it for that soul-to-soul connection.
They finished lunch, and she drove Roy back to the shelter.
It was 3:30, and there's like 20, 25 guys lined up on both sides of the street, smoking cigarettes, looking through their duffel bags.
She pulled over and parked.
Roy is busy taking all the stuff out of his backpack to put in the duffel bag and try to cram all the stuff in and cram the chicken in. And I said, "Are you okay and with this?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "How do you feel?" And he said, "Homesick." And, you know, I said, "Well, you've got to find home." I said, "I'm here, but you can't come to my home. You know, you need to have established a home of your own."
Deb has promised Roy she'll try to help him get his legal problems settled in mental health court and get him on disability. She confesses she doesn't have the parent-child relationship she imagined back when Roy first came into her life. Whether it's the stealing or lying, drinking or doing drugs, getting fired for not coming to work or not seeing his 4-year-old son, Roy has constantly disappointed Deb. But then he'll do something, like finally admit he stole money from her. A small gesture, but to love Roy, she's had to shift her expectations.
Everybody could be worried about sending their children to the best preschool so that they get ahead in the game, and it's all good and well. But there's this whole segment of the population that's not even in the cards at all. It's the littler things that really you look for, you know, those little diamonds in the rough that you try to find.
Roy says he knows he can't come home, but he also knows Deb's going to stick by him.
That means a lot. That means that I know she cares and that, you know, she loves me.
Roy's out of jail now. He still lives in a homeless shelter. As far as Deb knows, he spent Christmas Day with a buddy. Deb was with her family. The two don't know if they'll ever spend the holidays together again. But for Deb and Roy, that's not as important. For them, it's the little moments. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.